escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Remember there once was a man from Nantucket?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Nantucket man sued by his neighbor because the guy just came over to property that was not his and cut down 16 trees.
Well, we had this story last week.
16 trees.
And then sold his property for like $10 million something?
Yeah, calling it oceanfront because it wasn't oceanfront before.
It was ocean view.
Now it's oceanfront because there ain't no trees there. He now faces criminal charges.
Good.
We asked at the time, why has he not been charged? Now he has. A Massachusetts homeowner at the center of a lawsuit with his neighbor now faces criminal charges. 56-year-old Jonathan Jacoby has been charged with vandalization of property, felony cutting or destroying of trees, and trespassing, misdemeanor, according to court documents. The town police department has taken this matter extremely seriously, which is interesting and encouraging, according to Patricia Belford's attorney. Who is Patricia, you ask? Oh, let me tell you. Patricia is the woman that one day had 16 trees on her property and then woke up the next day and all of them were gone.
It's greed.
So here's what this
There's
guy did, you guys.
Sky.
Here's what he did. He's actually brilliant.
Where a tree once stood.
He did the
Somebody's
math.
He's making money.
He bought that home for $1 million because it was not ocean view or ocean front.
It was ocean adjacent.
And then he thought, if I cut down my neighbor's 16 trees, I can then turn around and sell my property, not for $1 million, but for 10. He did the math and thought, if I get sued in civil court, let's say she goes after me for $400,000, it's still worth it because the home that I bought for $1 million is now worth $10 million. I'm still clearing nine. Except he didn't think that he would be criminally charged, and now he has. And I hope he goes to jail. I really do.
Well, I mean, it's somebody's personal property. You don't have the right. My neighbors do not have the right to come on my property and cut down my trees.
His listing after he chopped down the trees bragged of sweeping ocean views.
And we swept those trees right out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Greed.
Remember, there was a similar story in New Jersey, and that property owner adjacent, was ordered to return the old growth trees. And buying trees that size is not cheap.
You can't. Just plant a tree that's 100 years, or not 100 years. They planted those in the 1970s.
Millions of dollars is what it ended up costing this homeowner.
I think it would almost be physically, I mean, look at those trees on the other side of Shawnee Mission Parkway at the Cloverleaf office building complex.
Yeah.
Those trees have to be nothing short of 30 to 40 years old.
Correct.
If not older.
You can't plant a tree that big.
I mean, it's impossible.
Yeah.
The root ball of a tree that large would be so big.
The roots are as wide as the canopy. Yes.
According to the That's civil correct. Lawsuit, quote, the defendant's actions were calculated to enhance the ocean view for his own residence and were carried out with full knowledge that he lacked any legal right to do so. And in fact, remember, the Boston Globe reached out to him and said, like, why did you cut down, you know, why did you do this? And he admitted it. He said, What, cut down her crappy trees? That's literally what he said to the Boston Globe.
I know.
It's all about developers' greed.
It is. Because there is a hole in the sky, Sam, where the tree once stood.
But somebody's making money.
This guy made 10 mil.
By the way, remember, Scott, you don't have the right to go on someone's property and remove their water hose. Uh-uh. I didn't damage their property. I saved it.
Okay.
I saved Ryan and Abby's property.
Trees up to 50 feet tall can be moved. But it's not cheap.
The neighbors are seeking, here's where this just burns my hide. The neighbors are seeking $1.4 million in damage, okay? It doesn't matter. He knows it. He's going to sell that home for $10 million. He paid one. Even if they win the $1.5 million lawsuit, he walks away a millionaire. He's probably already a millionaire.
Well, I'm sure he is. $10 million house? Yeah.
He's set to be arraigned September 15th.
And by the way, I didn't damage any of their property. I didn't take anything. All I did was unhook the hose so that their pipes didn't freeze and their basement didn't flood. And since they're slightly above the level of my home, I didn't want their pipes to freeze and for water to potentially...
Oh, so there was some self-preservation in your motive.
Yeah, but mostly
trespassing.
He has never mentioned that. He's always just said, "Well, I didn't want their pipes to freeze." You're below their line of grade.
Their home is slightly elevated.
Oh, now
from
the
mine
truth
and by
comes
like
out.
2 or 3 feet. Yeah,
now the truth comes out.
White lies can't live forever, Scott.
You know, you guys make me feel bad about doing that, and I didn't do anything wrong. It was very cold that night. I think it was like 10 degrees outside. And I took time out of my very busy schedule.
Oh, martyr you.
That's right.
We have another vehicle lurking. What is going on down here?
What are we talking about?
Oh, she drove away.
Is there another drug deal?
I don't know.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
What is happening out there? Tell me right now.
Some lady pulled up in a minivan, got out, and she was there for multiple minutes.
Was she in the culvert?
No, she was further down from the culvert. Maybe they
picked a new spot. Well, they probably moved their drop location.
Yeah, they're like, they're on to us over here.
Let's go over there.
I cannot believe that day.
Let's move it 20 more feet.
The mission police called and said, you just described a drug drop life on your hair. We thought the guy was back there pruning the trees. Or he was
no,
back
you
there
thought
like
he was mushroom hunting.
I thought he was mushroom foraging in the rain. They were like, Dana.
And he comes out with a bag that he puts in his trunk.
That was a woman leaving the Target parking lot with a minivan. Maybe the kid was being unruly and she had to, you know.
Well, we can never look at this. We will never, ever look at this culvert again the same.
If your car stops on Squibb.
Drug dealer.
It's a drug.
Keep on moving, people. Keep on moving.
You're there to pick something up or drop something off. Period. End of story. No discussion. 913-586-7798.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.